Doctor Who, Present, Past and Future Danger, written by Aurora McPherson, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy. Part 3.
Irresponsible, Doctor.
To allow him to create that and allow it to grow. You know what time rips are capable of, especially if they're allowed to get too large. Before too long, this planet will be teeming with alien life forms.
I know.
Then why?
Well, for one, this time rip is already in established history.
What?
The Council interdicted this place in space-time shortly after it formed. They wanted to study the effects it had, but couldn't get into this place in time due to the distortion effect of the rip. It wasn't until my time that they figured out how to compensate for them.
So you were sent back to study it, right from the beginning?
Yes.
Let me get this straight. You weren't sent to stop it, but only to study it.
Yes, as I said...
How long?
I beg your pardon?
How long has this been going on before you were sent here?
Oh, only a couple of millennia.
This planet has been interdicted for 2 millennia. For 2 millennia, the Time Lords have studied this phenomenon, watched it grow. How many millions have died because of it? How many have they sat by and watched die just to satisfy some ridiculous Time Lord curiosity? It's monstrous! It's no wonder we don't need the Death Zone anymore when we've created one right here!
Doctor, it's not like that.
Isn't it? I think it's exactly like that. All the perks and none of the responsibility. They didn't bring them here, so their hands are clean.
Gentlemen.
If I'd known what type of person you were when we first met you, I'd have let Trell shoot you, just on principle.
Now, see here, Doctor, you have no right...
Gentlemen, if you please.
What?
This time rip, I think we're about to have company.
Oh, hello. So this is where you got to.
Cassandra.
Guy?
Chell, I'm... Oh.
Whoops. Easy does it there.
Cassandra, are you...
Whoa. I've got him.
Oh, is she all right?
She's unconscious, but her heartbeat seemed to be strong. The trip through the time rip must have been a rough one.
Yeah, I think I prefer to travel in the TARDIS from now on. Think I could sit down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks. I'm amazed we made it.
So am I.
You actually traveled through the time rip? How? What was it like?
Cassandra did something with her wrist computer that stabilized the rip temporarily. Then we just... jumped. It was like being turned inside out and upside down all at the same time. The colors, they were just so... amazing. No, beautiful. I've never been so scared in all my life. I held her hand so tightly I'm surprised I didn't break it. And the cat... The cat... Where's the cat?
Cat? What cat?
Oh, Charlie, finally come out, eh?
That cat. It's yours?
Why, yes. She's my best friend. Aren't you my Charlie? Now, where were you hiding, hmm?
She was in the future with us. Oh, Doctor, what is this place?
Oh, it's a bit of a long story, as I'm sure yours is too. Trell, why don't you take Cassandra someplace where she can rest? With her injuries, the trip was harder on her than it was on Guy.
I was just about to suggest that. Here, give it to me.
Glover, you can take them to the guest quarters.
Right, Professor.
And come right back. I'm not done talking with you.
Come on. The guest quarters are this way.
Now, Guy, start from the beginning and tell me everything that's happened.
Okay, well, after the collision, I woke up in a corridor in the TARDIS. But it wasn't your TARDIS and...
In here. Trell, I sympathize with what you and she have been trying to do. The Doctor was a great man and...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fine, deny it. But we know what's going on and you'll have to answer for your actions eventually.
Can't we all? I believe the Doctor wanted to talk to you. Cassandra, I know you're awake.
Can't fool you, eh? What was that all about?
He's a Time Lord.
He is. Well, fancy that.
A Time Lord with a Type 80 TARDIS.
Bloody hell. This could complicate things.
Like they aren't already.
Yes, true. Trell, you've been with him for a while. What's he like?
He's not what I expected. On the surface, he's pretty much as you'd imagine. But underneath, it's a totally different story. He gets this look in his eye like he's haunted by something.
Or hunted.
What? Oh, so, they're at that part.
Yes.
Are you going to tell him?
No, I'm not. And you're not too either. This has to play out as it did. We can't interfere.
But what about...
Hush. We know the ending. Why spoil it for them? Now, why don't you fill me in on what's been going on here?
So then we jumped and ended up here.
Very interesting. And you say these Zatran were reptilian in nature?
Yeah, huge spikes along their backs. Big. Very big. About 10 feet tall, not including the tail. Wore armor. Helmets too. Couldn't see their eyes, though. Oh, not someone I'd like to meet in a back alley, that's for sure.
Yeah, sounds like it. Don't think I've met them before.
Hush, Charlie. It's all right. You're home now.
A little after your time, Doctor.
So you know of them?
Of course. Doctor, I need to talk to you.
If this is about the Rip, there's nothing you can say that will ever...
No, I want to make you a deal.
I'm listening.
You can do whatever you need to do to close down the time Rip. I won't interfere, and I'll even help the best I can. But in return, you have to promise me that you will not interfere with what I need to do.
Which is?
I need to arrest Cassandra and take her back to Gallifrey to stand trial.
Arrest her? On what charges?
Well, the theft of your TARDIS, for one.
Wait, Cassandra told me that the Doctor had given her the TARDIS, that there'd been some kind of bureaucratic mess-up, and she had to take it.
Is that what she told you? Well, that's the lesser of the charges.
And the other?
She is charged with the highest crime one of our race can commit. Temporal interference.
What's that, then?
It means, Guy, that she's been changing time to suit her own purposes.
It's all we can do to keep up with her. There's a standing order for any Time Lord in the field saying that if they see her, they're to arrest her and return her to Gallifrey at once, preferably before the damage to the Web of Time becomes irreversible, assuming it's not already too late.
Do you know why she's doing this?
Yes.
And?
The reason's irrelevant, Doctor. You yourself know what kind of damage deliberate tampering with the Web can cause. To give you an example, when she and her companion blew up a military lab on Equateria Prime... It caused the war on that planet to last 100 years longer than it originally did. Thousands died because of her actions.
I don't believe it.
Guy!
No, I don't believe it, and neither should you, Doctor. I've come to know her. She's not capable of what he's saying.
Guy, that's not for us to judge.
So you're ready to hand her over just by what he's telling you?
Doctor, I may be an outsider here, and I understand about half of what's going on, but a young lady who's willing to go out of her way to save a cat can't be all bad. Perhaps you should get her side of the story before you make any decisions. I promise I won't do anything to the machine, nor the Rip, until you do. The perimeter alarm! Glover, I thought you turned down the sensitivity!
I did. I set it for humanoid and alien life forms only. Something must have set it off.
Guy, would you be up to going with Glover to see what it is?
Are you going to talk to Cassandra?
Yes.
Then I'm up to it.
If you see Trell, take him with you. He could be useful if you run into something nasty on the way.
Right.
Now, Professor, do you promise not to touch anything while I'm gone?
Of course, Doctor.
Good. You keep an eye on him, Charlie.
Wonderful mess you've gotten yourself into this time, Cassandra. Why can't these things be easy? Yes?
It's the Doctor. Do you feel up to talking?
Yes, we can talk.
How are you feeling?
Better. Thank you.
You look considerably better. Is there anything you need? A cup of tea, perhaps? I could...
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Cassandra, there's something I need to ask you about. If you're up to it.
Very well.
Well, I just had an interesting conversation with Glover, you see.
Oh, did you now? I can imagine.
He told me something about you.
Did he?
Yes. It's troubling me, you see.
I had a feeling it might. I did want to mention this myself at some stage. Typical pompous idiot has to spoil the moment. How'd he know anyway? Tell me that much. How'd he know?
Cassandra, that's not the issue.
Doctor, please. Please let me do this in my own time. Please let it be more comfortable than this.
I can't. You know I can't. Tell me what happened on Ekateria Prime.
What?
All right. I'll tell you what I know.
Doctor, please.
Glover told me that you and Trell blew up a military lab that caused the war on that planet to go on for 100 years longer than it was meant to. That thousands died because of your interference.
Is that what he told you? And you really believe that?
I don't know what to believe. I grant you, Glover isn't exactly credible in my book. I need to hear your side of this, Cassandra. But you're not making it easy for me to be convinced of your innocence.
You can't be convinced of that.
So you did interfere?
Yes, I did. But there's something you need to know, something Glover wouldn't be about to tell you.
Yes?
In the original history, the facility we destroyed developed a biogenic weapon that killed trillions of people on 3 separate worlds before a cure could be found. All those people would have died if I'd left that lab intact. I saved them and destroyed a weapon that would have...
That would have what?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter. I'm trying to understand why you and Trell are running around time changing things.
We've a very good reason, Doctor. Now, I feel I've explained enough. You can see we're doing it with the very best of intentions.
Yes, but with not a lot of foresight. Don't you understand, Cassandra? You've broken the cardinal law of the Time Lords. Do you know what they do to those that break the law?
You're one to talk. You do nothing but interfere. I mean, what are you doing on this planet, hmm? I'll give you 3 guesses. No, don't you talk to me about retribution. Don't you talk to me about consequences.
Well, then let's talk about the distortion of history, shall we?
It's been changed for the better.
In that planet's immediate future, yes. But have you looked beyond those dark years you sought to wipe out? Have you seen the consequences of those actions, of your actions? Which do you think tally in your favor? There's an equilibrium to the universe.
Which will settle the timelines after our actions.
No, it won't. You've disturbed that equilibrium. It's going to settle in a completely different way now. Think of causality, Cassandra. You may have reshaped the destiny of the entire cosmos, and that is why you must never rewrite history. Never! Now, I need to know why you've done this.
Then all you need to do is look inside of yourself for that answer.
I do wish the doctor would hurry up and get back. Yes, Charlie, I know it's important that he talks with Cassandra, but who knows when this time loop will go next. The doctor did say it was imperative that we close it up as soon as possible. Maybe if I... Yes, I know, I promised not to touch anything, but it wouldn't hurt to just see what it was about my machine that formed it. Now, Charlie, there's no need to take that tone with me. Oh, all right, I'll leave it alone. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Perhaps we should inform the...
So, the perimeter office is a TARDIS, eh?
Obviously.
Huh. Newer model than the Doctors and Cassandras from the look of things. I'm not sure if I like it. What about you, Trell?
Well, I never was one for the stainless steel look anyway.
Are we quite finished? We can access the perimeter net from this part of the console.
There sure are a lot of them. Daleks, Cybermen, Autons, those Sontarans. Some of them with way too many arms and legs.
Those are the Kelnori. They're usually harmless.
Well, they just wiped out a whole messload of ice warriors.
Well, unless you make them mad.
Okay, now what is that?
That is a Zygon.
And that?
What?
The white fluffy orb thingy that just... okay, now that was just gross.
Ah, a Kimri.
A whoozy?
Trell, you better take a look at this.
What is it? Oh, blast. How many?
Oh, no. There's a Tran.
100 and counting. They're appearing all over the place and... oh, no!
What?
They're in the lab! Look inside myself? I don't understand.
Oh, I think you do. I can see the pain in your eyes, practically feel it radiating off of you.
What are you talking about?
You asked me about Ekateria and why I did what I did. You know that answer even better than I do. Time and again, we're put in the position to help people. We can almost feel their suffering. Someone has to stand up for them. Someone has to champion their cause. No one else will. And if it eases our own pain, even a little, then it's worth it.
I've already explained to you that what I do is very different.
So you've never changed history? Never skewed the matrix of space-time? Not even a little?
Perhaps a little. In very insignificant ways.
They all add up.
Not as much as blowing up a military facility.
No. What about the Khaled bunker?
How did you...
You told me about it when I was... You told me once. About how you set back the development of the Daleks 1,000 years.
By order of the Time Lords.
Doctor, do you know why the Time Lords believe in strict non-intervention?
Of course, it's basic knowledge.
Yeah, well, if you believe the same old anecdote they keep spinning and nothing else. It's because any interaction with the universe shapes the course of history. We're out there, and we're making it. We're changing it. You just can't look yourself in the eye and see it. Each ripple is an opportunity. Each opportunity is a ripple. How's your TARDIS, Doctor?
I don't follow. Is this like that how's your day thing?
I don't think so. No, look. How are you coping with the memory of what you had to do to liberate her from the Emperor virus? How many nights have you stayed awake, replaying it over and over in your mind, coming up with scenario after scenario of what you could have done to avoid that painful decision? And when you finally do sleep, do you still hear the TARDIS's screams when you wiped out all that she was from her circuits? Waking in a cold, blind panic and feeling that emptiness inside your mind and heart once again, reminding you of what you lost.
How do you know all this?
Because I know you. Because I carry the same type of pain inside of me. This is why I changed time, because of this pain. Doctor, if you could, would you go back in time and save Thomas? Stop him from being killed by your previous incarnation, and in turn saving Chloe, your TARDIS. Guy? Would you do it if you could?
I don't know if I could. Playing with the web of time is... it's like playing with a tightly knit jumper. Pull the wrong thread, and the whole thing becomes unraveled.
Not only the web.
Stay here.
No, I'm coming with you.
I've no time to argue.
Then don't argue and help me up.
Oh, dear. Hello. You must be this, Zatran that Guy fellow talks about. Now, you know you must be confused. Quite natural for you to understand about travel through the rip. Nice fellows, aren't you? Right. Now, let's not do anything hasty here. Charlie, no! Don't do that! Let's go of her, you big brute! Pick on someone your own size! I said let go of her!
Where are they all coming from?
Does it matter? Keep firing for the other runners.
What do you think I'm doing?
Look out. That was close.
Thanks, he would have had me.
That seems to be the last of them out there. Look, there's the door to the lab.
Suppose we'd better check to see if there's a Tranner in there, eh?
I'll just take a look through the window. Oh yeah, they're in there all right. Three of them. I don't see the doctor or the professor, though.
Maybe they got out.
Maybe. Here, take one of my guns. Better safe than sorry.
Just how many do you keep concealed on you?
More than anyone ever knows. Right? Ready?
We're not just going to burst in, guns blazing.
You have a better idea?
I was afraid you'd ask.
Wait. I know you're there. You might as well come out.
Very perceptive, isn't he?
Yes, there's actually a brain under all those muscles.
Doctor, where's the professor? I left him in the lab, I'm afraid.
Being brave again, are we? How many times do I have to say to leave the heroics to me?
Trell, I'm fine. Don't be...
What are they shooting at? Do they know we're out here?
They shouldn't.
The cat!
I believe we should give her some help, don't you?
Too right.
Right. Guy and I will go in. You two stay out here. Non-negotiable, Cassandra.
Oh, all right.
Right. Guy, you take the one on the left, and I'll take the one on the right.
What about the third one?
Whoever gets done with theirs first gets the third one. Now, go!
You know, I think Trell's actually enjoying this.
You have no idea. I think... Yes, now they're done. Safe to come in now?
Yeah, you can come in. We made a bit of a mess in the place, so watch your step.
Guy, are you all right?
If I never have to raise another gun in battle again, it'll be too soon.
Professor! Professor, it's safe to come out now.
Oh, no. Over here.
Is he alive?
Just barely. He's bleeding pretty badly. Yes, I'm trying. Trell, quickly, give me something to put on this wound.
Cassandra.
Trell, please.
Cassandra, it's too late. That wound's fatal.
No. No, please, no. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Charlie, is that you?
Yes, Professor. It is I.
Oh, good. You're safe.
Professor, please. Don't die.
You are more beautiful than I ever imagined. Thank you.
Professor, please. Please, don't. Don't leave me.
How's Charlie? Is the bee okay?
No. Please, no. No!
Doctor? There was a cat here a moment ago, right?
Yes.
And then the cat turned into that woman, right?
Yes.
That naked woman.
Yes, Guy.
Okay, just checking.
She's a Brill. Her name's Bria.
Brill? Precursor to the Tharyl?
One of a number, yes. Here, Bria, put my coat on. Thank you.
Professor? Professor?
Ah, Glover?
Doctor, where's the professor?
I have a bit of bad news for you.
Ah, I see. And the others?
We're all fine, thank you.
And the time rent?
Well, the machine seems to have been destroyed in the firefight. It should close up quite soon.
Not according to the readings I'm getting from the lab, Doctor. The temporal energy emissions are starting to rise.
What?
Oh, bloody hell. Everybody out of the lab, now!
What? What's going on?
We missed our window. It's now self-perpetuating.
Come on, Bria, we have to go.
Self-perpetuating? Tell me the bad news I know you're going to tell me, Doctor.
It's reached a phase where it no longer needs an outside force to keep it stable. It's going to grow again, quite explosively.
All right, everybody out.
Head to my TARDIS, Doctor. You should be safe there.
Come on, Cassandra. Keep up.
I'm trying.
We need to get to Glover's TARDIS. It should give us a safe place to formulate a plan of action. Now, if I remember rightly, it should be...
Doctor! Speak of the devil?
Is everyone all right? I saw the lab explode.
A little shaken up, but we're fine.
That's good. Come on, you'll be safe in my TARDIS.
No.
Pardon? Who are you?
I am Bria.
She's the cat.
The cat? Oh, the professor's cat?
Yes. The Doctor, Cassandra, and their companions will not go to your TARDIS with us. I have watched you, Time Lord, as my kind does, as I was sent here to do. What you are planning is wrong, and I will not allow it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think I may have an idea.
Me as well.
Well, does someone want to let us mere mortals in on what's going on?
It was a trap.
For me.
I knew there was something twitchy about you, Glover.
Now wait just a minute.
You worked closely with the Professor, didn't you, Glover? It wouldn't have taken much to recalibrate that machine of his to create the time rip with the specific intent of grabbing Cassandra's TARDIS out of the vortex and bringing her here.
But you didn't count on the fact that we were traveling in the same part of the vortex at the time. That shockwave caused our systems to become interlocked briefly.
And when we materialized on this planet, my TARDIS was bumped into a different time zone by the TARDISes themselves to prevent an implosion.
I ended up in the future while the Doctor ended up where you wanted me to be.
You know, it's like watching two of him talk.
Scary, isn't it? Are they right, Glover? Is this all an elaborate trap to bring Cassandra here?
Yes.
Unbelievable. I can't imagine what was going through the Council's collective minds when they came up with this.
My kind and the Brill have been watching them since the beginning. The Time Lords of Cassandra's time are not like the ones you know, Doctor. Their power is starting to slip away. Corruption and ambition rules most of them.
Gallifrey hasn't been the same since...
Since the Doctor died, right?
Yes.
How?
Please don't ask me that. I don't know if I can tell you.
The Brill do not like to interfere in the affairs of the younger races, but this has gone too far. Your actions, Glover, endanger the Infinite in ways you could never imagine. And the Brill owe the Doctor a debt that needs to be repaid.
What are you...
He's disappeared.
I have sent him back to his TARDIS. He will not be able to leave it. Doctor, I will return you to your TARDIS.
Wait, the time rip.
I will close it.
You can do that?
Yes.
So I guess this is goodbye then?
Yes. I guess it is.
Will we ever see you again?
Maybe. You never know. Time travel's funny that way. Doctor,
I think I understand now, Cassandra. Good luck.
Thank you.
See you in the future, Doctor.
Perhaps.
Oh, Guy, take good care of my father, would you?
What? Wait a minute, just wait, hold a second, don't send it back yet!
You just had to say something, didn't you?
Do you think she meant...
The TARDIS! It's fixed!
Bria?
Well, any creature with the ability to close a time rip. I dare imagine she could achieve just about anything. Yikes! Bria!
You are correct, Doctor. My abilities are extensive.
So, what brings you here?
I require transportation.
Well, you're not stealing the TARDIS.
If you wish to chauffeur my journey, that will be most acceptable.
So much for being able to do just about anything.
I prefer the ease of being a passenger. And the company I can consequently keep.
Well, welcome aboard for the time being. Look, the rip is closing. Amazing. Very well done, Bria. Very well done indeed.
Your gratitude is appreciated.
Ah, daughter. I wonder who her mother is.
Well, don't look at me.
I only wish things could have been different.
How do you mean? The way you met? The circumstances?
The end result. Did you know she's a terrorist?
What? I could tell she's a bit, well, forthright, and that Trell seems to be a bit of a gun nut, but no, I can't say it occurred to me. But that's just crazy. How could a daughter of yours possibly be a terrorist?
Different ideology, I suppose. Some of us are more radical than others.
Then she fights in the name of right?
Just about everybody does, Guy. Doesn't mean they are right.
You know what I mean.
She does, yes. But that's not really enough, is it? It's her methods that worry me.
Don't believe in freedom fighters, eh?
I don't believe such methods yield freedom, necessarily. I mean, is it better to be marginally oppressed or dead?
She remains, despite all else, your daughter. This must not be forgotten.
She makes a good point, Doctor. Besides, who's to say you won't use this as a learning experience? Raise it differently and all.
Because history... it's an opportunity, isn't it?
The cosmos can withstand the intellectual development of one daughter. However, consider your own words. There is an equilibrium to the universe. Every event will find its place. Trust the universe.
You should be resting, not moping around the cloisters.
I know. I just wish I could have told him.
But you didn't.
I couldn't. He didn't need to know. If we're successful, it'll never have happened. Time will get its champion back and there'll be a future again. Oh, bloody hell. Will she ever let me rest?
I doubt it. TARDIS is as stubborn as the two of you combined. Come in.
In a moment. All right, you've got my attention. We'll get you back, Father. I swear it.
In Present, Past, and Future Danger Part 3, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar, Kane Major, Cassandra, Aurora McPherson, Trell, Boris Lynn Zender, Professor Marion, David Hutchinson, Glover, Vitol Tietze, Bria, Caroline Fruin, and Charlie was voiced by Ileana. Recording and CD mastering by Matthew Kapelke, post-production and sound design by Aurora McPherson with assistance from Jacqueline Palmer, edited by Vitol Tietze, music by Robert Warnock, the series theme composed by Ron Grainer and realised by Robert Warnock, cover illustration and packaging designed by Matthew Chambers, press and PR by David Hutchinson, recorded at BTR's Melton Road Studios and Quantum Reality Studios, the script editor was Vitol Tietze, the producer was Matthew Kapelke, and the directors were Vitol Tietze and Aurora McPherson. This has been a BTR audio production in association with Quantum Reality Productions. Copyright 2004. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Also available on audio from BTR Productions. Beyond Traditional Recognition. Dark Guardian.
My people believe that if a man owes another a debt or favour when he dies, his soul will try to pay that debt and haunt the man to whom it is owed. All I ask is a token, some news from the outside world, or a tale to entertain me this winter's night.
Did you not notice? Gautama of cavalry has been taken by our commander to put down another uprising.
But he has given me permission to continue my search.
With only 4 men. Perhaps you grow weary of life.
Ah, you're hungry, aren't you, my friends? I know I'm safe while you sing to me. Hey? No! Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
This is no matter for soldiers. That is no man out there, but a demon! Send him Truger so that he departs from here quickly.
Frey, remain on watch. The rest of you, inside now.
What are you doing to me?
You will join the Strength Hive. Your function will become data storage.
Beyond Traditional Recognition. The Natasha X Show.
Natasha X? Impossible! I left you tied up in my devilishly constructed death trap, comprising 4 swinging axes, 9 spiked rooms, 8 alligators, 2 raptors, and a looped tape of the Spice Girls' greatest hits! How did you ever possibly escape from that?
What on earth is going on?
Natasha X, this is your life.
Now then, baby Natasha, it's time for bed. Go upstairs and clean your teeth, love.
Yes, gentle viewers, Natasha X first found her calling as adventurer and doing of daring do at the tender age of 3.
Ye gods! The babysitter of Armageddon, armed with her most formidable weapon, the notorious wooden spoon. What horrendous heap of helplessness have I been maliciously mired in this time?
Hey, don't forget, I'm about to take over the universe here.
Christened as Doggy X, the playful pup quickly became a regular in young Natasha's adventures.
Doggy X? Is that you?
Oh, of course it's me, you wee duff-lasser. How many other dogs do you know who wears a pilot's cap and flying goggles?
My plans for universal domination ruined again! Damn it, that's the 4th time this week!
Hey, I still expect a cut from the merchandising.
So ends another pulse-pounding adventure of the one and only Natasha X.
Must you do that?
Stay tuned for more excitement and danger next time. Same nap time. Same nap. Channel.
There has got to be an easier way to earn a living than this.
If you'd like to find out more about Beyond Traditional Recognition, then visit our website at www.ampcast.com/BTR.